Hey guys, it's Dan here from Core Smartphone. Day one of Mobile World Congress is officially over. I say officially the first day because we have had events yesterday, but the actual official day is over, and I'm back in the hotel room. Got a bit of a nasty burn on three fingers from grabbing a paella dish tonight, which was steaming hot, and nobody wanted to inform me, do not touch the plate. So I'm back with my hand in some ice. Lee and Mark are busy drinking it up with Huawei. They're at a very nice posh hotel, having lots of free drinks. So lucky them. I've been too tired. I've been up since 5 o'clock this morning. Yesterday morning I was up at 4:30 to get my flight. So it's been a bit of a early couple of starts. So that's why I'm chilling out. So enough about me. So first day is over. We've seen some announcements today. We've seen two Nokia Lumia smartphones, the 520, kind of a low range, good price, and the 720, which was a nice camera phone with a aperture of 1.9, so good for low light. So we've got hands-on with both of those today, as well as the 920, 820, and 620, their existing phones. LG had a phone or two they announced, including the LG Optimus G Pro, which is a monster 5.5-inch display LTE-powered phone. We've got some pictures up and some video of that phone already. We've had, obviously, the Huawei announcement was yesterday, where we saw the P2. We've had some hands-on with the Ascend Mate, their phablet 6.1-inch monster phone. So we've got some pictures going up of that tomorrow and some hands-on video. We've had Asus announce the rather confusing Pad phone and phone pad. They are two separate devices. One of them is a tablet. One of them is a tablet with a phone. So again, we've got some specs up on the site, which you can check already over at Cool Smartphone. We've had LG announced that they have bought WebOS from HP, and they're going to use it on their smart TVs. So that's rather an interesting acquisition for them. Sony announced a tablet, the Xperia Z tablet or Z tablet, to partner their phones. There's probably been a few more announcements that's been made, to be honest, but it's currently 9:30 at night here. It's been a very, very long day. It's been up since 5 o'clock, early start into the Nokia event, rushing around. Press area, thankfully, does have good Wi-Fi. I'm getting about 25 down and about 60 meg up, which is really, really good at the new venue, considering last year's Wi-Fi was pretty pointless. So we've got lots of more stuff to post up on the site tomorrow. Going to try and get some interviews with some other kind of press guys, media guys who we know. Lots of different guys we know are visiting this event this week. So we're going to get some hands-on with the new devices, but also get some thoughts on what they think. So we'll do some audio updates with some interviews from some guys. And see what they think. So thanks for listening to this one. This is the end of day one at MWC. This is Dan tucked up in his hotel room with a hand covered in ice. Hope the guys are having a good time out having their late night drinking with Huawei. And stay tuned on the site tomorrow for loads more content, including pictures, audio, videos, text, anything possible we will try and bring you. If you go over onto Cool Smartphone and you want anything covered or want some information, please let us know. Visit the website and click on the email link and send us an email. If you want us to cover a specific phone, let us know, and we will try our best to cover it and get you the information you need. So thanks for listening and stay tuned tomorrow for day two.